This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
At least where I am, it is evening, so good evening to you. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
That is the home of the binary trigger. That is the home of reformation. And that is the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, it's Wednesday. And, my weaponized woman, she is in CONUS. So that means tonight is the weaponized woman. So joining us again is Keita Bussey. Before you introduce your guest, I've been studying your video that you sent me. And I just want to give you a little bit of constructive criticism, if I may.
What video is that?
The whip cracking video.
Oh, the whip cracking.
Yeah, that one. When you're cracking the whip and looking all menacing like that, especially if you're cracking it at the camera, don't laugh in between cracks. That just completely destroys the effect.
It made me giggle a little.
I understand. So, how you doing? I've seen you've been quite busy. I'm very jealous of you in Instagram because, like, you put up a video of just your boots in mud and got more views on that video than I have ever combined on anything I've ever stuck on Instagram. Although I know why. I know why. But that's okay. That's beside the point. It's the weaponized one.
My boots are awesome.
They are awesome. And apparently waterproof, too.
They are.
Yeah. I'm going to get a pair of those. Anyway. Please, if you would, introduce your guest to us.
Yes, Corinne Mosier. So excited to have you here.
Thanks so
Corinne,
much.
Corinne, you there?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
You are five Perfect. By five. And I'm pulling back, and you guys, you ladies take off and have at it.
All right, bye, Bill. So Corinne and I met this summer in Texas. I went to shoot my very first three-gun match, and we were squatted together, and we also share a house. Corinne's an awesome roommate, by the way. So I just wanted to get you on the show because you do so many interesting things. I especially was curious about the work you've done with Krav Maga, and was wondering if you'd talk a little bit about that and whatever else you want to share.
Yeah, no problem. Well, it was a ton of fun meeting you and shooting with you in Texas. That was my first team match. I don't know if it was your first, but a format that I apparently adore. It's a lot more fun. You take your individual skills and then you kind of play that against with your partner, and it's just, wow, it's a blast. But so Krav Maga is the Israeli hand-to-hand combat fighting system, and I was introduced to it in 2013 maybe, and it was because I was going to take an integrated Krav Maga in firearms course, and so part of that was going to check out Krav Maga. So there's Steve Woolridge's Krav Maga gym in Kansas City, and so I went, and I'm telling you, in the first hour I had that light bulb moment when you're exposed to something that you didn't know existed, and it makes so much sense. It's just light bulb after light bulb after light bulb. And I recognize this system as being usable by, for me, for any frame, for any age, the most effective, vicious maneuvers that are just designed to inflict damage, to gain an opportunity to escape. It's not stand-up, sparring, boxing for points. It's not a sport. It's just effectiveness. And the interesting thing that I learned is that the structures, you know, how we stand, how we grip, the hand positions that we use really were the related to and the same as my stance for shooting. What I do with my elbow when I go to the draw stroke, what I do with the pressure of it, all of this stuff, just, I didn't have to relearn anything. I didn't have to learn new things. It was, oh, I recognize that from shooting. That's interesting. So I really love to do that. I'm also interested in taking some other forms of martial arts, but something that's effective and applicable to self-defense and not for sport. Something that will help me get out of a situation that I don't want to be in. So I don't know if have you done any martial arts or anything like that?
I have not. Just, you know, the basic hand-to-hand combat that's required for the military.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who don't know what Krav Maga is, can you sort of give us a general definition?
Yeah, well, like I said, it's the Israeli hand-to-hand combat system based off of instinctual movements that you would make anyways as a human, like a human flinch. There's a reason why we flinch, and it's useful, and we can turn that flinch into a maneuver that will help you block or escape or strike. So it's not memorizing forms. It is all based off of natural human instinct and movement.
That's really interesting. I think I would love to take a class like that.
You'd become addicted for sure. It makes a lot of sense. It's not pretty. It's not for sport. So it's like street fighting. And I know that my husband, he's a police officer, they use a lot of Krav stuff in their combative training. So it's very useful, like I said, for any frame, woman, kid, older person, not just for big, strong folks who already have an advantage.
Now, have you heard of Las Vegas Gunfight?
I have, yeah. And I know a lot of people during SHOT Show go do that. So it's a simulated gunfight in an arena with obstacles and an aggressor, and I think you're shooting, what, airsoft or something like that. I've seen some pretty cool videos that my friends have put out, and I think that would be fun. It's very, looks similar, although in a game fashion, looks similar to the force-on-force training that we do in our,
yeah.
Now I help teach these integrated Krav Maga and firearms classes, which is extremely, extremely valuable training. You know, people in their concealed carry defensive training, I think make a mistake when they stop at, I go to the range and I shoot. You know, you need to be training your mindset.
Absolutely.
And you need to be training scenario training, force on force, simunitions, all of that different type of stuff. And if you go do that and Krav Maga and some hands-on stuff, I mean, you're more than likely going to have to fight to get to your gun, fight to retain your gun, and fight maybe your gun and somebody else's gun away from them. But have you done that? Have you actually physically with your hands, have you done it? And I think a lot of people shy away from putting themselves in a situation where the holes in their skill set are exposed, because that's not a comfortable place to be. But then, of course, that means that's exactly where we should be.
Exactly. And I think Las Vegas Gunfights does a good job of that. I think they also use ammunition. I was thinking about doing that this year when I go out.
How about we do it together? I'll be there.
That would be fun.
Okay, it's a date. It's a girl date. We'll go do that.
You'll have to see your mood.
They won't be expecting us. That'll be fun.
Listen, we're coming up on the first break, but I found out last week that I'm going to be on Radio Row at SHOT Show for the first time ever. And
oh, really?
I want you to bring the weaponized women to the rate where I will be on Radio Row. Because I just want one of those Taron Butler-esque shots with the women all around me and everything. While everybody else looks, I mean, every time I see Taron, I'm like, what is it about that guy? And, Corinne, you should look into Jeet Kune Do.
Jeet Kune Do?
Yeah. That's Bruce Lee's martial art. That's the one, that's his mashup of boxing and martial arts and everything else that he could find and throw in under the kitchen sink.
Awesome. Well, I'll look it up.
Cool. Look it up. This is Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, her guest Corinne Mosher, and this is Lock and Load.
DeSantis.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Keita Bussey. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Corinne Mosher. Corinne, I was looking at you on Instagram earlier. Your latest picture, do you know who Cammy was in the Street Fighter video game?
No, I don't. I never played video games.
You know, I just got to quit dating myself. I mean, every time I just lead with my chin, I just stick it out. Have you ever heard of this? Well, that was before my time, Bill. What decade was that? Okay, anyway. I'll be over here.
I played the Street Fighter video game, if it makes you feel better.
Okay.
But I don't know who that is.
Cammy was this female that beat everybody up, wore a beret, because Corinne is there getting ready to put a bunch of ordnance into play, and she's wearing a beret and sticking her tongue out of the camera. I just thought, it's Cammy!
Right. Well, you know, I was actually dressed up as an IDF soldier, and that beret was borrowed. Well, the beret wasn't, but the insignia was borrowed from a former IDF soldier, so.
Is that why you were doing all the IWI gear?
Yeah, also, I do shoot for them. I shoot for IWI, so in fact, at that match, I was shooting their Galil Ace in 7.62x39, and I'm going to the tactical games in South Carolina later in 2 weeks, and I'll be shooting the X-95 Tavor in 5.56 at the tactical games, and the STI Staccato P, which I know you know a little bit about STI.
Where are the... I live in South Carolina. Where are the tactical games going to be?
Oh, man. Is Barnwell, South Carolina, and then in Autryville, North Carolina, the month after that.
You're not going to the old nuclear power plant, are you?
Oh, yes, sir, we are. And we've been warned we should wear helmets.
Well, I know your cardio is in shape, but when you start running up and down in that building, anyway, enough of me. Keita, take it away.
Like I said, she's a certified badass. I just like to run around and play outside. That's just all I do. I play outside. I know you
do. Pretty much. Yes, we do the same thing. We run around and play outside. That's our job. Can't complain too much. So I saw earlier today you were taking business calls and doing home renovations. Are you still working on your home right now while you're on the show?
You know, it's worse than working on my home. I actually rent an apartment, but I am not. No, I am I'm actually sitting in my closet where it's nice and quiet, just devoting. I'm just doing one thing right now, which is talking to you. But usually, you know, it's juggling life. I think you're a mother. There's plenty of stuff to do. Actually, I was talking to a friend today, and the problem that we have right now in our life is that we have so many good opportunities that we have to turn down good opportunities. So what a problem to have. You're just too busy with good things.
Really, that is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I've been seeing pictures of you. Were you taking a shotgun class recently?
Yeah, I just did the Tom Givens shotgun instructor course, which was very informative. That guy is so intelligent and knowledgeable. It was just an amazing class, and I learned so much. Have you ever taken a Tom Givens class?
I have not. No, you know, I love to teach and I love to compete, but man, I really, really love being a student. And so, you know, I've been fortunate enough to study under several good instructors, Daniel Shaw, Taryn Butler, you know, obviously Instructor Zero, Dave Spaulding, a couple others that I'm going to insult by forgetting about them right now, but it's hard. I should have a list ready, but amazing people. So I'm always on to, hey, who can I take a training course from next? And in fact, you're on my list. You and Tim Heron, I believe, have a course coming up, which I probably won't be able to make that one. I'm sure you're full, but I'd like to take from Tim, and I know you specialize in movement. And, you know, I've been working with a personal trainer, and we've been working on my movement and other things and strength and all the stuff that you need. But I've never actually taken a, you know, shooting movement course, so that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a very fun class. We basically run around and play outside with guns.
Yeah,
there are different steps that you apply to different situations. Some
sort of give you momentum when you don't have any buildup. Others are made for a longer run because it gives you so much momentum, it's hard to control if you're immediately entering another position. And other ones are more controlled for just a really short move. So I teach all those different steps for different scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Now, I see you do a lot of IPSC stuff. And of course, the team match that we went to was three gun. Do you do much three gun normally, or was that kind of a special circumstance?
No, that was just a special circumstance. I don't even, own all the guns. I had to borrow everything. So Grant invited me to come and be his partner for the match. And I said, well, my plans fall through for the weekend, so why not? I was like learning new things and throwing myself into new situations, jumping 2 feet first into the deep end and don't know how to swim.
I think that's cool because somebody at your level, is really good at a certain thing that they do, which you're good at many things, but specifically IPSC, to be an expert and a known expert in an area and then go into another area where you're not going to be at the same level. I think that's really cool that you did that. And obviously you're an excellent, talented shooter. So it doesn't matter if it's a long gun or a pistol, you're still going to rock it. What was your favorite? Pistol, rifle, shotgun, what's your favorite? Is it pistol?
Well, I don't know. I really like them all. It's hard to choose. It's like choosing between your kids, right?
Well, I just have one, so I solve that issue. I don't have an issue there.
I like pistol. I have the most experience with pistol. But when I picked up that rifle when you were there, the long distance shot, when we were prone on that wooden platform, and I went one for one, it was just so thrilling. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to describe it. Just such a rush.
Let me get you to hold that, having a rush, if you would be so kind. Because we're coming up on the next break. Keita, we'll get to you. We'll get to you putting out your stuff. Corinne, how do they find you?
How do they find me? So you can find me on Instagram at CorinneMosier.ShieldMaiden. Facebook, Corinne Mosier. YouTube, Corinne Mosier.
And Keita, we just got to get you to get a website, girl. That's just all there is to it. I mean, you're adding to your portfolio daily.
Yes.
Does Corinne know that
really
I'm getting you
the website?
Does Corinne know that I'm getting you your own rhinoceros hide whip for Christmas?
Yeah, in Australia, I learned how to crack a whip and break the sound barrier with it. So
is that your new EDC or?
Yeah.
It should be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Special Counsel Robert Mueller wrapped up testimony before two House committees on Wednesday. President Trump reacts to the hearings.
The Democrats lost so big today. Their party is in shambles right now. They've got the squad leading their party. They are a mess. Where even you take a look at Scribe and you take a look at so many of the people that were the most outspoken and they say this was a devastating day for the Democrats.
The FTC is slapping Facebook with a record $5 billion fine over the company's privacy policy. FTC Chairman Joe Simons also says there's more to this than just fines.
The order imposes significant structural reforms on how Facebook does business, including greater corporate accountability, more rigorous compliance monitoring, and increased transparency.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Keita Bussey. It is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Corinne Mosier.
Hello.
We didn't drop anything, did we? Okay, all right, good.
We're here.
Very good, very good. Ladies, have at it, please.
So, Corinne, what would you like to share with our people out there, specifically women, I think, since this is a women's segment, but anything defensive related, what you carry, or anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, so when it comes to, we'll just dive into concealed carry for women. Actually, I was talking to Bill, I'm sure he's still listening. I think it was Bill when I was talking to him yesterday, and we were mentioning concealed carry and holsters and guns. He said that women are lucky because they have so many different methods, different ways to carry, so many options, so many holsters, different areas or places that we can carry. And that's a true statement. There are a ton, as you know, of different styles of holsters marketed specifically to women, and we can carry it on our belt line. We can carry it a little bit higher. They have corsets. They have thigh holsters. They have things, shirts and garments and underwear and purses and all this type of stuff, and so that statement is true. However, it's a downside as well. Because, as you know, when you're training for concealed carry, well, let's just relate it to competition. You have one holster that you run in your when you're shooting a pistol competition, right?
Right. You're talking about consistency.
And yeah, one placement, one draw stroke, it's the same every time, so that it's consistent, it's fast, it builds a good stance, a good grip, and you can be accurate with your first shot specifically, but then the rest. And it's, you know, you're conditioned to move at the same time. So your competition holster is the ideal concealed carry holster. Unfortunately, it's not a concealed carry
right.
holster. You know?
Right.
So when we look at all these different, this is not just for women, I suppose, if men carry in different places as well. We carry in different places and different methods and different holsters because women tend to dress around their clothing, and our clothing changes sometimes multiple times a day. We have different styles. We have different cuts. We have different fabric material that lays differently over a holster. I mean, we really have challenges, which is why there's such a huge market for women and their holsters. However, right. now we have so many different draw strokes. So many, I mean, some of these holsters solve the problem of, well, I can hide my gun while I'm wearing the cocktail dress, but I can't move and shoot at the same time. I can't draw and move at the same time. So, you know, not only that, but then the confusion of, let's say that you always revert back to the lowest level of your training, or the highest level, I guess, that you've achieved minus a couple percentage points under stress. Now, if you in competition are stressed, it's not going to affect your draw stroke because you know where the gun is every time, and you've trained that into, for lack of a better term, muscle memory, if you will. That's a mechanical, you know, that's a mechanical response. You just do it. Well, now I get into a situation where I'm being attacked, or I feel I need to draw my gun. I don't have any more time, because if I had time, I would have extricated myself from the situation. So I'm drawing my gun, and my hand goes where? To the place where I always carry. Well, I don't always carry in the same spot, you know, so I mess up my draw stroke. Some of these are really complicated to get into. So my point is, you know, pick a minimum amount of holsters and placements and then train with just a few. So show up at your concealed carry training class or your defensive course with what you're actually going to wear eventually. I always recommend when you're beginning taking defensive classes to use a reliable, sturdy OWB or IWB holster on the strong side or appendix, but then get serious. Then when you're training, you need to actually train from the holster you're going to carry. And when you put your gun on that day before you leave, you need to do a couple draw strokes to kind of prime your nervous system of, like, this is where I'm carrying today. And it needs to be at the forefront of your mind. So all these different methods, oh, that's fun. It makes trade shows a lot of fun because there's plenty of stuff for us women to look at. But you have to understand the limitations and the dangerous situation you might get yourself into, costing you time, fumbling, getting to your gun, all of this stuff, because you're carrying in a different place every day.
That is very, very smart feedback, especially for women. I think a lot of us don't think about the lack of consistency. You just think, well, I have to go to a red carpet event, so I have to wear this gown, and this is the only way I can carry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And you know what, though? That's the way that it goes, okay? So we're going to have to make compromises either in our dress or in our gun holster and placement. And we're real people, so we're going to probably lean towards more not changing our lifestyle drastically. We're changing it already by choosing to carry a gun every day and wearing an additional piece of armor, if you will. And that's uncomfortable. And that's, you know, but realistically, we're probably going to go towards the holster styles and the gun styles that are going to allow us to stay within what we're used to before we started carrying a gun. And, you know, fortunately, there's a lot of products out there, but we have to be realistic. We have to train with it. If you're wearing a corset holster, are you training with your corset holster? Or are you just putting it on like you throw some chapstick in your purse and, yeah, I've got it with me if I need it? That's dangerous. It's a dangerous mentality. You know, at best, I can't even think of a best case scenario. It's just, you have to take your training seriously. And before, a couple breaks ago, we talked about, you know, shooting is not the only part of self-defense. Shooting is what happens when self-defense goes wrong. Okay.
Right.
When you weren't able to avoid, to detect, deter, avoid, and escape a potentially dangerous situation, and now it's on. It's the too late, the point of no return. I have no other options, and now I have to get my gun. So we need to be training so much, and not just, well, I'll pick up a tool and that will save me. Oh, I'm safe now. I feel safer that I have a gun. You feel safer that you have a gun. Okay. Well, you know, that you are safer if you've trained your mind, if you've trained your brain, if you've trained in avoidance tactics, and then you actually have trained with the tool and hopefully under stress, so that you can get used to that. You know, if you didn't train with the timer, or you didn't train, you know, with limitations of time and accuracy, then you wouldn't become a very good competition shooter, you know? So stress pushes you to develop permanent skill.
And I really liked what you said about making sure you do a couple of draw strokes from the holster you're using that day before you walk out of the door. Do you also do any kind of visualization?
Pretty much 24/7. I'm a creative person. So there's two things.
Can I get you to hold it creative? We're coming up on the next break. This is a part about radio that just sort of makes me sad because you're rolling, and I hate to slow your roll, but if you will hold on to that creative part, we'll pick it up when we get back. This is the Weaponized Woman with Kita Bussey. Kita, how do they find you?
I'm on Instagram under Kita Bussey, KITABUSSE. Same on Facebook. Also, 180 Firearms Training is on Facebook, and that's also my email, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
She's also the Loa Boots ambassador, and if you don't like Loa Boots, she will pop you with her
whip. I will kick you with my Loa Boots.
And then pop you with the whip. I mean, it's just low high. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I beg my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via download.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime,
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest Corinne Mosher. And for those of you that are listening, you will be hearing from Corinne again because she's also part of STI, and this is the summer of the 2011. You'll be hearing from her later on in the summer. And Keita.
Yo.
It is now. You. Well, first of all, Corinne was at the creative stage or something, and I had to interrupt her. So, if you ladies would like to pick it up there, or where, you know, hey, I'll be over here in the corner.
Go sit down, Bill. But Corinne, you were talking about visualization and how creative you are with visualizing to prepare for anything that you might encounter in the real world.
Right. So when we're talking about preparing a defensive mindset, we need to most people haven't actually been the victim of a violent crime, thankfully. But if you haven't, it's hard to kind of imagine what that's like and what your response may be. So in studying violence, you need to be able to learn and expose yourself through other people's stories or through the headlines, to the type of scenarios that you may find yourself in that you may have to react in a defensive way. Now, what I was saying is I am a creative person, so I can sit and give me, you know, one topic or one scenario, like, you know, I'm sitting at my stoplight and someone approaches my car door. Okay, I've got something to think about for 45 minutes because I'm going to run through everything that could possibly go wrong or right or what I should do, my responses. But if you're not a creative person, the headlines are your textbook. everything that's in the headlines, anything negative, this person, this happened to this runner on this trail, this happened to this lady at the grocery store, just insert your name into that headline and the details and put yourself there and go, what would I do? Now, this is going to require knowledge of your, you know, your own skill set, the tools that you choose to bring or not bring, where you are, who you're with, your moral code. And do you know the laws of self-defense, use of force, use of deadly force, concealed carry laws, gun laws in your location where you're at? And not only, oh, well, in my city or in my state, but in the parking lot that you're at, in the building that you're walking into. This is all encompassing and it can be very confusing. So, in a concealed carry class, you know, we touch on the basics of those principles. In a defensive shooting or in judgmental shooting, we have to take all of those considerations into account. Your moral code, your skill set, where you are, the laws. And unfortunately and scarily enough, most people are uninformed or misinformed as to what they can legally, the amount of force they are legally allowed to apply and where. So that's where a lot of these dangerous myths that we hear, where people, with good intentions, defending themselves, make an illegal decision, and they're damned. You know, they're damned. So there's a lot of information that a responsible gun owner or a person who is wanting or willing to use any type of force to defend themselves, there's a lot of information that you need to have as part of your self-defense. That's another tool, is the knowledge of the laws. Make sure that you stay within your rights and you don't become a victim of your circumstances.
I think a lot of people might think it's silly to visualize that there's no way you could anticipate exactly what's going to happen or how you're going to feel. But I really think that that helps take some of the hesitation out of your decision making in those situations just by having thought about it before, because you've already gone through the thought process of what do I do, and you can have a more instantaneous reaction because that time it takes you to make a decision could be all the time you have.
Absolutely. You know, the difference between fear and panic is having a plan. You know, you're going to be afraid. You might even be unsure, but if you have a plan, you're not going to hesitate. So the things that you need to be thinking of are, in my mind, big block issues. For instance, you know, if somebody has a knife, what does that mean my response should be? What does, you know, as far as the, you know, the use of force matrix or how I escalate my response, you know, if someone comes at me with a knife, you have on one side, do nothing, fist, run away, pull my gun, shoot them. At what distance would that be legal? You know, do I have to run away first? What, you know, do I have a duty to retreat in my state? Do I have to issue a command first? You know, do I even have to make my presence known if I'm defending a third party? Can I defend a third party in my state? These are the types of things that you need to think about ahead of time. Not so much the, well, if a woman with a brown shirt is standing there and she says this, you know, the big block issues. You need to know, you need to cover your bases as far as what you can and cannot do and when you can and cannot do it.
I think a little bit off topic, but I think as far as a knife fight, another thing you have to at least have go through your brain before it all, you know, before you end up in that situation is, I am going to get cut. Because I think that adds another hesitation of fear. But if you've already accepted that going into this, I am going to get cut, that eliminates some of that hesitation as well.
Yeah, you're talking about developing that will, that tenacity, that will to live. I could be down, I could be shot 6 times already, but whatever, the doctors will fix me up. And if I'm hurting, that means I'm alive and I'm going to fight. That fighter's mindset of never giving up, because, you know, bodies are incredible. You know, there are always going to be the stories that you'll hear of somebody who sustained a mortal injury that should not have survived, but they pulled through simply because of their will to live. And then you hear the stories of people who suffered minor injuries and died of shock, you know, and I believe that so much of that has to do with the way that you prepare your mind, and your spirit really to surviving, not just surviving, but prevailing. you know, and that takes time. It doesn't, you can't snap your fingers and build that mindset overnight. It really has to be developed. And I think you have to pick the things that you're willing to fight for. You're willing, and it's not willing to die. I'd die for you. I love you so much. I'd die for you. I love you so much. I'd live for you. You know, I would choose my life over another person's who was attacking me in order to come home to you, my daughter, you know, my husband, right, my right. family. I love you so much. I would live for you.
That's awesome. I love it. So what is your everyday go-to carry? What are your carry items, you know, aside from the whip, because you're obviously a wonder woman?
So I do have several, like we talked about at the beginning. I do have a couple different methods. I try to keep it between under three methods. I do carry the Staccato C, which is the STI Staccato C. It's a single stack, 8+1, 2011 platform, incredible gun, single action. And I do carry that in a Weber Tactical IWB. Sometimes, other times I'll carry it in a high appendix corset style holster. That's actually a Franken holster that I made myself. I put a, I'm not going to give away all my trade secrets, but I made this holster and it's my favorite because it has the most support. And sometimes I'll wear a Dean Adams holster. If I absolutely have no other choice, then I'll do an off body form of carry, say in a purse. But the purse never leaves my body and it's, you know, I have trained, I believe there's videos out there of me, but I have trained with a draw stroke. And the key is once you find a safe holster, that has, you know, the things that you have to have retention, you have to have trigger guard protection, you have to be able to get the gun in and out of that holster without pointing it at yourself. Once you have a safe holster, you need to train with it. So I'm not really going to poo-poo any style of holster or any placement, as long as you meet that criteria, you've met that criteria and you train with it and you carry it and you have the proper mindset, go forth and sin no more. I mean, good for you. Go do it.
We're out of time, ladies. You finished that perfectly, Corinne. Keita, of course, you always bring it. Are you going out of country in the next few weeks?
I'll be around for a little bit, just traveling stateside.
Well, we will talk about the next time we'll hear from the weaponized woman. Thank you for joining me, ladies.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Thanks, Corinne.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.